This is Fresh Air. Our TV critic David Bianculli has been impressed by two new TV series that tell their stories using time in a very inventive fashion. One is the new Max medical drama, The Pit, which presents new episodes each Thursday through April 10th. The other, now streaming in its entirety, is the four-part Netflix series Adolescence, which follows the case of a murdered teen from several different perspectives. Here's David's review.
The normal way to tell a dramatic story on TV is to follow the characters and plots wherever they go in a straightforward fashion, focusing only on the most important parts. Sometimes, as on Law & Order, there are timestamps and music cues to move things along, but mostly the narratives move in a straight line in concise little scenes. On occasion, a TV show can play with time as well as space, offering plenty of flashbacks and flash-forwards. Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul did that, and the most recent season of Fargo threw viewers for a loop by a mid-series change of setting title card that read 500 years ago. But when it comes to TV telling a dramatic story by reflecting time in a different way, the biggest innovation until now came almost 25 years ago, when the Fox network premiered 24. Each season was a self-contained story spread across 24 episodes, telling of a single day in the life of government agent Jack Bauer. Each episode dramatized an hour of his day in real time, and the unrelenting intensity and momentum made 24 an instant hit. So now, in 2025, we have two new series inspired by that radical real-time approach. The Pit, a Max series streaming new episodes weekly, takes the 24 approach, using each hour of TV to present an hour in a long single shift in a Pittsburgh emergency room. The show's creator is R. Scott Gemmell, who was a producer on ER with John Wells. Wells is involved here too, as is ER veteran Noah Wiley, who, as Dr. Michael Rabinovich, is in charge of the emergency room, which is part of an overworked, understaffed, underfunded teaching hospital. The Pit never leaves the ER, what its nurses and doctors call the Pit. And the clock, like the action, never stops. Here's Wiley addressing his staff after the death of a young patient. It's a rare, quiet moment, but it doesn't last.
That's as hard as it gets. We do these debriefs to try to give a sense of closure, meaning to difficult cases so that they won't linger. But trust me, the kids you'll lose will linger. So what do you do? I did my residency at Big Charity in New Orleans. And day one, I got a kid, 5-year-old boy, accidentally shot by his brother, playing with dad's gun, worried he was gonna get in trouble, right up until he coded and died. Then I asked myself, like, what do I do with this kid? Where do I put this feeling? And I found myself walking all night. I was walking and walking and walking. And I found myself back at the gates of Big Charity Cemetery. And I'm looking at all those mausoleums and those crypts. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, that's what I need. I just need a safe place where I can put these feelings.
We got patients throwing punches in chairs.
Okay, everybody.
Binge a few hours of The Pit back to back, and you'll feel as exhausted as the doctors, nurses, and interns look. But stick around, and you'll come to know and love these characters, just as viewers of the original ER did, embracing such similarly talented and endearing young actors as George Clooney, Anthony Edwards, and Noah Wiley. Adolescence, now on Netflix, is much shorter, only 4 episodes, but is even more intense. Each episode looks at a different point in time and point of view regarding the case of a murdered teen girl. There's the apprehension of the prime suspect, an investigation at the victim's high school days later, and then other jumps in the narrative to 7 and 13 months later. Each of these episodes plays out in real time, as on The Pit. But here, it's filmed in one continuous take in one seemingly uninterrupted, unedited camera move. It's like a live stage play. And even if part of your brain is aware of and impressed by the technical gimmick, your heart is pulled in by the gripping story and the astoundingly believable acting. Most of the 3rd episode, for example, is a psychological interview between 14-year-old Jamie Miller, awaiting trial for killing a female classmate, and a court-assigned therapist played by Aaron Doherty. Jamie is played by Owen Cooper, and their extended scenes together are amazing. This is Owen's first acting role on television, and there's no doubt he's going to be a big star.
How did your dad treat your mom?
Are you trying to get at my dad again?
No, not get at him.
Dad's actually nice to mom.
You did say he tore down a shed.
Yeah, he just gets angry with himself, but he's never hit her.
Does he speak to other women?
What?
Is he friendly with other women?
Oh, no. He loves my mum.
No, I'm asking whether any of his friends are women.
No. His mates are his mates.
And they're men.
Is that wrong? What does that mean?
No, that's not wrong.
I thought we'd done talking about my dad.
Jamie, I'm just trying to understand.
I know, but none of this has nothing to do with him.
Okay, that's fine. Do you have any mates who are women?
No.
Like your dad, your mates are male.
Other prominent actors and characters in Adolescence include Ashley Walters as the lead detective on the case and Stephen Graham as Jamie's father. Their acting in this, like everyone's acting in this, is superb. And the real-time narrative only enhances their effectiveness. And Graham, who co-starred in A Thousand Blows and appeared in Peaky Blinders, gets extra credit here. He's co-creator and writer of the series, along with Jack Thorne. Adolescence is brilliant, the best TV series so far this year. I can recommend both it and The Pitt as excellent TV shows that are exciting, enthralling, and constantly surprising. Be aware, though, one thing they aren't is relaxing.
David Bianculli is a professor of television studies at Rowan University. He reviewed The Pitt on Max and Adolescence, now streaming on Netflix. On tomorrow's show, we speak with Seth Rogen, star and co-creator of the new TV comedy series The Studio. It's about a freshly appointed movie studio head trying to keep the company afloat as Hollywood changes around him. Episodes include Martin Scorsese, Zoe Kravitz, and Ice Cube playing versions of themselves. I hope you can join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our managing producer is Sam Brigger. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Yakundi, and Anna Bauman. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross and Tanya Mosley, I'm Dave Davies.